Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And Nancy Lewis joins us from Progressive Techniques Incorporated. How are you doing this morning, Nancy?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Tell us about Progressive Techniques Incorporated.
Well, Progressive Techniques Incorporated is a management development company where we provide training and workshops in the area of diversity and inclusion, customer service, leadership, a lot of the soft skills that have a hard impact in your business if you don't learn how to capitalize on human potential. We also do one-on-one business and executive coaching, and I do motivational keynotes for conferences. So I love what I do, getting a chance to help people across the country.
Absolutely. And you bring that in small forums, intimate situations for people to really connect.
Absolutely, because people network, and we always talk about that. But if you don't truly connect with somebody, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's true. So let's talk about Transforming Women Entrepreneurs. I know everybody's heard about TWE. You have one coming up on September 18th.
Absolutely. It's the theme is serving up servant leadership by women. And we have a wonderful panel that's going to be sharing information about what it's like to be a servant leader as a woman. How do we serve other people? Mm-hmm. Our speakers are Rachel Miller, who's the founder and CEO of CMO Global. We have Juliette Hall, who's the senior manager of community affairs with Chick-fil-A, Inc. here in the Atlanta area. We have Justacia Jones, who is the founder and CEO of the Jalore Foundation, Inc. So each one of these women will share their own personal story of what serving up servant leadership is for them and how they serve other people, because at the end of the day, we all serve somebody.
That's right. That's right. And I was just telling somebody the other day, there's a difference between being a servant and a servant leader.
You better say that again.
Yeah, there's a huge difference in being a servant leader and different characteristics when you look at them side by side.
Yes, because if you want to be, if you're a servant leader, it's a heart thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it. You enjoy doing it. And you're blessing other people. You're helping people because it's built on trust. It's built on core values that are important to you in terms of serving other people. Say, I want to be a blessing to you. How can I help you?
Right.
How can I help you reach your destiny with things maybe that I know that you don't know? They can be a benefit
mm-hmm.
to you.
Mm-hmm. And what I love about servant leadership is that you care about that person
yes.
and where they're going and how they're getting there. You know, sometimes you may be a bit uncomfortable in a servant leadership because you have to talk to somebody about something personal that is hurting them and hurting their career.
But by the same token, because you care about them, that's the key word
exactly.
you said, because you care about them and you want them to walk in their destiny,
mm-hmm.
you have to tell them that, because if you don't, then it's on you.
Yep. It sure is.
And so it's those courageous conversations that servant leaders are willing to do because they realize at the end of the day, you will appreciate them for.
Mm-hmm. And we grow when other people grow.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just great to be a part of someone's success in terms of the things you do and helping them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell folks how they can be a part of the Transforming Women Entrepreneurs Breakfast.
Well, they can reach out to the website, www.tweus.com. That's www.tweus.com. Or they can reach me in the office at 770-964-5533. That's 770-964-5533.
So where is it going to be held and what time?
It's going to be held at the beautiful Commerce Club, 191 Peachtree Street,
mm-hmm.
Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, the 49th floor. So the view is spectacular. The time is from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. in the morning on the 18th. We get you in, we get you out. We feed you with food, physical food.
Yes.
Then we give you food to feed your spirit to help you to move your career forward and
absolutely.
Your business forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, something totally different that you're doing, and I love this. You're presenting candid conversations about business.
Yes.
And this first topic, oh my goodness, ladies, listen up.
It is how men see women in the workplace.
Yes, yes. How do they see us?
How men see women in the workplace. So, you know, we were talking about this, and we just need to have some candid conversations mm-hmm. about business, and this is the first one we came up with. And it's going to be a bi-monthly series, but we want to talk about how do men view us in the workplace?
Yeah, yeah. Do they think we whine too much? Or we talk about our kids too much? Or we make excuses? Or we wear our blouses too low cut? Or our skirts too short? You know, can they even focus when they're around us? Because we're chattering away and not talking about whatever the issue is at hand. I mean, I've seen all of it.
And then also to add to all that, in terms of how many times have you decided that you wanted to look for a new job, and then you look at the job requirements, and you say, I only have three of those eight things, and so I'm not ready. A man will say, he may have four. I'm going four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say, I ain't got none. I'm going four.
And so it's really, you know, we're going to have some, I think we have some incredible panelists that are going to share some insights. Gerald Johnson, who's the Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer with American Heart Association. Ken Compton, who's the manager of Georgia Power Supplier Development. Mm-hmm. David Wardell, who's the VP of Operations and Public Safety. Alton Trawick, who's the CEO of Olerell Cosmetics. Mitch Johnson, who is the regional VP of Primerica, and Tony Kidd, who's the VP of Program for Cox Media Group, Atlanta Radio.
And your moderator, awesome.
Art Hall, Director of Alvarez and Marcel.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a great conversation.
It's going to be a very lively discussion, very positive, but it's going to help people and help women to understand maybe some things that we need to do differently and just be insightful. So I think it's just going to be a great dialogue. You know, we'll have questions that they will already know they're going to be addressing. But then we're going to have questions from the audience as well to say, okay, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Right.
What are your questions?
Right. Because we want to know. We want to know. And so, I mean, have you ever been in a meeting and think, what is he thinking? If I could just open up his head and look inside.
I think I would learn a whole lot.
Right.
Well, I think this would be an opportunity for us to really get some of that in terms of, because there's networking or the connecting before, and then afterwards people can stare and talk to people. So it's a great opportunity, not just when we have the formal part of the program, but a lot of it takes place before and after.
Right. It really does. Candid Conversations About Business, this is just the first one.
Yes, and we're kicking it off.
Right, we're kicking it off with how men see women in the workplace. So have you thought about what those other candid conversations are going to be about?
Oh, I got some in mind, but you know, we'll talk about that offline.
Okay.
I do have some, but we'll talk about those offline. I have some ideas and some thoughts that God has dropped into my spirit. But we just want them to come out on September 24th. Mm-hmm. It's in the evening, so people can not say, well, I'm working. It's from 6 to 8 at the Commerce Club. Again, that's my venue, 191 Peachtree Street on the 49th floor, but it's 6 to 8 p.m. in the evening. And you can get there early and still network. But it's going to be a great opportunity, and they have to go to register. They can contact me at 770-964-5533, 770-964-5533. We do have an Eventbrite address as well, but it's a little bit long.
This is going to be phenomenal, ladies, to be able to come in and talk to top executives in the workplace to talk about how men see us in the workplace. You know?
Candid conversations. Yeah. So it's going to really be some candid conversations that are very upbeat but powerful, and there'll be some takeaways for you when you leave that you'll know how to do some things differently that can help in terms of changing how your career goes.
Absolutely.
Or your business goes.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, as women, we want to get women mentors. I want a man mentor because I want to know how to work that thing, you know?
I have a man mentor. I have a man mentor.
I do
so
too.
You're right.
Because
there's certain things and I've had women as well, but that man adds a different perspective sometimes we need, because sometimes they see things through a different lens. And we need that filtering of another lens to help us see things with a different perspective.
Because most times, as you know, and we are emotional creatures, but a lot of times, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about it from that perspective. And
yes.
It's because God made us different, men and women.
For
sure.
Made
us so different, yeah.
And so with that being said, so we have to look for sometimes just people who are diverse in terms of whether it's gender, sex, just to help people to get our mind exposed to looking at things from a different perspective. Because sometimes we get tunnel vision. We get, this is how we've always done it.
Yeah.
This is what works for me. And it may be working for you, but there might be a better way that could be even more effective for you if you look at it from a different angle.
But I tell you, because my husband and I are in business together, and he has a corporate job, and I have a corporate job, but we have a business together. And boy, does he think differently from me. I mean, we have a meeting. We have a set meeting every week. And what he comes up with, I'm like, wow.
Where'd you get that from?
What, really? You know, and he's like, well, can you get on board with this? Can you do it? I'm like, oh, really?
And that's the beautiful part in terms of, you know, helping you to expand your mind.
Yes, definitely.
Maybe will agree with it, but it's just another way of looking at it to open up your mind to the different avenues of how something might be done or how you might approach it.
Right. Because he's a techie, so he's
no, he's very techie.
He's looking at everything from a technology standpoint, and he brings in some stuff, and sometimes I'm like, and I'm not a techie.
That's a good thing. Although, that's a really good combination.
It is. I'm the software skills person, but he is certainly the techie boy, and he brings in some ideas and things I've never thought about.
And would never think about, because that's not where you're. That's not where you think. That's not how you process information.
Same thing.
You think of things that he wouldn't think of because he's techie. He's thinking it from the technology perspective. So it's a good blend, a good mixing for the two of you.
So understand that, you know, when you get to work with men, and you know, listen more than you speak.
Yes.
You will learn so much more in that environment. For our environment, it's a man's world in the broadcasting industry.
Yes.
Still. You know, it's still a man's world. So you listen more than you speak, and you will learn so much more.
And that's a good rule to apply holistically,
yes.
Whether you work for yourself or somebody else, is to listen more sometimes than you speak. Because you learn a lot by observing and just watching people.
You do. You really, really do. Canva Conversations about Business, How Men See Women in the Workplace is happening September 24th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Commerce Club, 191 Peachtree Street, the 49th floor. Light hors d'oeuvres will be served.
Yes.
And they can call you, Nancy?
Yes, 770-964-5533. That's 770-964-5533. We'd love to have them come out.
All right. Can't wait. It is going to be so exciting.
Yes, it is. I'm excited.
I am, too. Thank you so much for joining us and for what you bring to the business community, to that entrepreneurial spirit that is out there. And there are so many. I understand that a lady was talking to me earlier, and she said that there were how many thousands of jobs that solopreneurs are opening every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's
so
real.
I'm just happy to be a voice, and I'm thanking God for just letting me do what he's called me to do. My passion and my purpose have connected, so I feel blessed to be walking in my destiny. So I'm happy to be a voice. So thank you for always having me come on and talk about it, and for KISS being a sponsor, and for you being moderator with us for TWE for the whole time we've been doing it. So I appreciate you so much for your support and for KISS 104.1 support of what we do.
My pleasure. And give your website one
www.progressivetechniquesinc.com. That's www.progressivetechniquesinc.com. That's the business website.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.